Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
All right, welcome back, Lansing. Again, this is Cameron Ganas, owner of Traction Downtown Lansing. We're an ad agency of sort, and Sport Community Publishing, which is the publisher of the Greater Lansing Sport magazine you see in lobbies around town. And joining me in studio tonight is Justin Kane, who's going to co-host with me throughout the next couple of hours. I'm super excited to have him on board. How you doing, Justin?
I'm doing great, Cam. Looking forward to doing this.
Now, Justin, you're an old pro with hosting with the telethon stuff you've done with Sparrow and other stuff like that. I know you've been a guest on the Ebling Show many times, and clearly we both appreciate what Jack brings this community. I think it's a good honor to be here with you to bring the guests that we have coming in.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm really excited about our first guest, Paul Jakes.
Yeah, Paul, you're on the line with us right now already. Tell us what's going on with Michigan State right now in the jobs and internships. And I think the biggest thing that people should be thinking about is not necessarily just internships for their own kids or kids that they're, you know, that they know that are in college, but what are the opportunities that exist for businesses, small businesses or big businesses, and how they can engage with Michigan State and take advantage of this amazing wealth of talent that's right here underneath our nose.
Well, the economy right now is going strong. There are tons of jobs out there, and businesses are asking every day, how can I get connected with Michigan State? How do I get interns? And it's relatively easy. I mean, I'm not the only point person, but I work as a liaison to help you get connected with certain professors, faculty, staff, and I'll even come into your businesses and talk to you about starting an internship program if you haven't had one or not. Go ahead.
I was going to say, most people assume that if you're a big business, there's this big cycle of internships, but how small a business can participate with these interns? Do they have to be paid? And what are the best ways to set these expectations?
I'm working with all facets of company, very large companies, the very small nonprofit, you know, a couple of people business. And I work in all realms. You know, there could be students who are just looking for experience that are kind of volunteering their time doing unpaid internships. There are some that are looking for pay, not much, if it's minimum wage. And also businesses are getting unique with paying some kind of a stipend. Well, they'll pay a per project or at the end of their internship, they'll pay them some kind of a flat fee.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, Paul, Justin here. Now I know a lot of people are probably thinking about students out there thinking about internships around here and what they can do, but you've also done internships in like ESPN and all sorts of stuff, right?
Definitely. Yeah, there's, I guess students are looking all over the board. They're looking to get experience in big companies and small companies. So they're shooting for these big companies and seeing if they like it, but they're also looking, you know, maybe locally to start at these small businesses. But yeah, we have alumni, not only locally, we have them all over the world at some large companies.
So you're saying that the local students can connect with these alumni that have left Michigan State because they're reaching back to their alma mater for these opportunities for other kids that are coming through the same kind of programs they did?
Definitely. That's their number one connection. And that's my first thing that I try to get them connected to is trying to find if there's an alumni that works in a business that the student is interested in. I mean, that's a good thing of being a Spartan. We have a huge network. So,
now, Paul, this is Cameron again here. Is there a spike recently with this whole kind of what you would consider maybe a downturn in the economy or this concern over the jobs that are available there, a spike in the program that you guys are working in or how many people that's, you know, working at Michigan State in your capacity helping place these kids, or has this always been a way that students have done this, or is it just recent that they're reaching through their programs? And then likewise for businesses, you know, have they typically just waited for kids to knock on their door, and are more businesses contacting you guys saying, hey, how does this work, and what's been the expectation or the change in climate with the way that the business has gone over the last few years?
Well, internship is the buzzword right now. I think there's always been some kind of a need for these interns. But the great thing we're seeing, yeah, there has been a spike because a lot of these businesses are using interns as kind of a driver to hire their full-time employees. So they're not only hiring them as just hired help for a small amount of time. Some are still doing that. But they're hiring interns as seniors, even graduate interns that they're looking to turn into full-time if everything works out.
No, yeah. I know we have one in studio. Sorry, Justin. You know, we have one in studio as a graphic design major at Michigan State, Natalie, and she's doing a great job for us. And it's almost like a car. You get to test drive it, and she's obviously proving her wares, and she's doing well there. Is that kind of the model then that most people are using, or are they doing just kind of fill a gap because they're afraid to commit to long-term employees?
No, we're seeing them. There's a lot of conversions. I've brought up before that there's it's kind of weird to say, but we're seeing a lot of postgraduate internships, which you didn't used to say even, you know, 2, 3, 5 years ago. And students, it's kind of, they're weary to take them, but I've been pushing it a little bit more because a lot of these businesses are hiring these postgraduate internships into full-time positions.
Excellent. And Paul, Justin here again. And it's not just getting into internships when you're a junior or senior either, is it? It's you know, day one when you get into college, you need to be thinking about what you want to do and trying to get some real-world experience.
Well, yeah, it's experience. I spoke to a class yesterday full of seniors, and I told them, you know, don't be scared, but there are high schoolers coming in as junior seniors that are having a couple internships under their belt. So, yeah, all through college, that's the buzzword. Businesses want to see them have experience before they hire them.
Tell us about this new iPhone and iPad app, the Droid app that you guys have going, and how does that relate to the ease of use with you and where that connects with the university?
Yeah, our website, our main website is www.myspartancareer.com, and we place all of our positions, internships on there. We're trying to get more connected to the students if they're not going to the website. So we tried to research universities around the country and the world that Career Services has an app, and we have not found one. So we launched one. iPhone, iPad, and Droid, if you go there, it's a free download. It's called My Spartan, and basically takes all the information from our website where there's three tabs, and you can see all of our job postings and listings. You can actually email your resume from your phone. There are 7 Twitter feeds that you can follow on there that talk about jobs and retweeted the jobs and internships. And then all of our career events all throughout the year are posted on there. You can click on them and find out all the information on them.
I see you out in the community in way deeper capacities than just providing what you do with Michigan State and the internships and kind of creating the relevance of Michigan State within the business world. And I mean, I can't thank you enough, obviously, Paul, and I know a lot of the people in the circle that we seem to keep finding each other in terms of your involvement and your willingness to commit to help with things like Trebuchet Day, for example, with Impression 5. And you've been a big part of Zipcar. Can you talk about what Zipcar is, what that's going to mean for the students in the community and just regular community members when they start seeing more and more of these cars with this sticker, this tag on there?
Yeah, definitely. I'm happy to be the co-chair of the car sharing program on campus. Basically, big cities have them, New York, Chicago, L.A., and the only place in Michigan that has had it is U of M Ann Arbor. It's a car-sharing program. On campus, we are going to have, starting with 6 vehicles that anyone can use. Basically, they'll be parked in designated spots. You become a member, you pay an hourly fee, $8 an hour. You use the vehicle, you don't pay insurance, you don't pay gas, you use it, and then you bring it back. We're trying to push, make this area more of a city and make it more walkable, bikeable, and given the suite of options of using a bus and not having to have a car sitting somewhere all day. So getting less, more vehicles off campus.
Where is there any, back to the internship piece of that, is there any more career fairs coming up here in the next semester where people can go and kind of engage with these students or... And is there career fairs locally that other schools are a part of outside of Michigan State where we can obviously come present our businesses and see if there's any ways to match those kind of needs that we have with the students that are capable of doing that stuff?
Well, a great one that's coming up is in February called Speed Networking, and Justin knows of that one very well because he's shot a video of that. That's being seen nationwide, worldwide on YouTube. Basically, we bring in 80 companies, and they get to meet with around 19 students every 5 minutes to meet with a student. from the video, and thank you, Justin, we're getting calls from anybody from Dartmouth to colleges all around the country asking how we did this program and how they could replicate it. So if you want to get involved, they can definitely get a hold of me or go to our website.
And what's the website again, Paul?
www.myspartancareer.com.
Great. Well, thanks so much for coming on. Paul Jakes again from Michigan State, joining us talking about internships, Zipcar, and career fair stuff.
And iPads and videos. And thanks for the plug, Paul.
No problem. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Have a great night.